You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
February the 19th of 2025. I am Chad Holmes. The time is 9:07. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Warming up. Up to 1 degree below zero here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Coming up, we're going to talk about the primary election yesterday, what we learned. Going to talk about the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, gave his budget address. Will the Republicans actually come to the table and actually talk about the ideas instead of always, as they tend to do, say, dead on arrival? We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Donald J. Trump and the outrageous comments he made yesterday. And I had a friend of mine send a text yesterday after Trump's comments. Let me pull it up here real quick, because I think it was really something that was gave the feelings of some others. Is Trump really in bed with Putin? Bleep. Have a meeting about Ukraine and not in meeting? Blame them for the war? God, will we make it 4 years? I'm really beginning to not think so. That's the way I think a lot of folks responded, because for many, many years, I think rightfully, we have thought the United States is one of the good guys. We are one of the good guys. We are doing things to protect others, to protect those who are in the right around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a president who is not one of the good guys. He is standing with a war criminal. He is standing with a dictator. He is standing with somebody that has murdered political opponents and journalists. He is wrapping his arms around Vladimir Putin. We are not one of the good guys. And the rest of the world is starting to realize that as long as Donald Trump has control of the Republican Party. So we're going to talk. I'm not going to get into it completely right now, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the hour as well. Because, again, it's another example. And we are now 1 day short of 1 month into Trump 2.0. Oh, by the way.
That's crazy.
By the way, I've been calling it Trump 2.0 for a long time, right?
You have been. Yeah.
And this past weekend, you know John Oliver? John Oliver, former Daily Show correspondent. He does an HBO show.
He called it exactly that.
He calls it Trump 2.0. John Oliver's taking my thunder away here by talking about Trump 2.0.
You called it first, though, Jeff.
I know. I was the first one. Trump 2.0. We're going to talk about that coming up. And then, of course, we'll wrap up the hour with our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Talk about the celebrity birthdays, talk about some of the special days being acknowledged today, and we will finish up with our number for the day quiz.
And hopefully on a high note.
Because right now you are struggling.
Yes, I am.
If
yes.
I go back, I'm going to go back here. We go back the final day where you're going for a perfect week.
Yeah.
You got it wrong. Then the next week, 1 for 5. The next week, 1 for 5. Yeah. And so far this week, 0 for 2. That means you are 2 for your last 13.
Oh,
you're in a slump. If you were a baseball player, we'd be sending you to the minors because you're in such a big slump. But the thing about it is, it just takes one solidly hit ball to get you back into the groove.
Absolutely.
And we are going to finish it up at about 9:55, 9:56. And be able to try to get you back on the winning track.
Absolutely. Do we know what the topic is for today's number?
I have a topic, and there's a second one that I thought maybe. Nah, we're going to go with the one that we have here. The topic for today's number for the day, the number, well, actually, the number for the day involves ATMs.
ATMs,
which are seen everywhere.
Yep.
Everywhere. So we're going to talk about ATMs for our number for the day quiz.
Okay.
So start putting your mind into the into where it needs to be, and we will do that later in the hour.
Sounds good.
Coming up tonight, we have the big high school sports show. Yep, it is Wednesday. Big high school sports show. In fact, we're down to about a month ago, because we do this starting in the summer, August, at the start of football season, and then we do it during the fall season, we do it during the winter, and then we come to an end at the end of the basketball state tournament. So we're about a month away from the end of another year of the big high school sports show, but we still got plenty of excitement to get through.
Absolutely.
Tonight we'll talk about the first night of hockey playoffs last evening. We'll talk about what's going on in girls and boys basketball. The girls basketball brackets were released. We have special guests and Marathon High School boys basketball coach Adam Jacobson. He's had such a fantastic career as the head coach of Marathon. He'll be our coach guest. He's going to be a little later than our normal coach guest because he has practice. So we're going to wait for him. Mm-hmm. He'll come on at 7:06. And then we will have our student-athlete guest as well coming up after that at approximately 7:25.
The nice thing is it's not just one athlete. It's
actually
it is
one right now because, again, I think I had the second one out, but, again, I have not had the confirmation. I kind of jumped the gun. I hope she's on in the first hour, knock on wood, but for sure one. We have one that is confirmed, Paige Anderson, senior from Wausau West and the girls basketball team. But I'm hoping for a second student athlete guest as well.
Hoping.
So let's, hey, it could be a big one tonight. So if not, Jeff Gress will have plenty to talk about. And me too. So 6 till 8 p.m., big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. By the way, did you vote yesterday? I don't think you did.
No, I did not. I'm ashamed.
No, don't be ashamed. I mean, frankly, I mean,
I talk about it every
very
vote,
few,
but I didn't vote yesterday.
The only thing about it is, you know, if you're going to miss one, and I shouldn't say this, we should vote in every election because with the way Trump is going, who knows how many more elections we'll be able to vote in, but everybody should vote in every election. But primaries, as I said, I only had two things on my ballot. One for the state superintendent of public instruction and one for the Village of Weston president. And for the superintendent of public instruction, 3 candidates, down to 2 now. April the 1st will be the general election for the spring. Incumbent Jill Underly got 38% of the vote yesterday. Brittany Kinzer, school choice advocate, 34.6, and Jeff Wright, 27.4. I think as an incumbent, you have to be a little worried if you're Jill Underly. when you don't get 50%. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. April the 1st, general election. Village of Weston president, which I voted for. There were three candidates, now going to two for April 1st. Mark Maloney, 50.7%. He is the leading vote getter. Also advancing, James Pinsino, he received 27% of the vote. And Husheng Zagami, he was eliminated with 22.4% of the vote. Also in our area, Village of Cronenwetter president, David Baker, received 41.3% of the vote. Aaron Mishka, 37.8%. They both advanced to the general on April the 1st. And Chris Voll, he was third. He is eliminated with 21% of the vote, or 184 votes. So, again, coming up on April the 1st, we'll have the election for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. We will have a Wausau School District referendum in this area. If you live in the Wausau School District, Village of Cronenwetter president, we will have the State Supreme Court race. That's going to be very important coming up on April the 1st because ideological control of the court will be on the line. If the former Attorney General Brad Schimmel, who is receiving a lot of money from Elon Musk, wins, the conservatives could again put in their unfair maps. Yeah. So again, it's a very significant election coming up on April 1st.
It is.
I am going to make you vote. You better vote on April 1st. Big election. There'll be a lot more on the ballot. So
I'm going to hold myself.
April Fool's Day. Don't be a fool on April Fool's Day.
No.
The fools on April Fool's Day will be the ones that don't vote. So
absolutely. I'm going to make sure I get on it that time especially.
Exactly right.
Very important, like you said.
So coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk about Trump, Putin, Zelensky, Russia, Ukraine, and the United States' place in the world. We're going to talk a bit about Governor Evers and his state of the... It was his budget address.
Yep.
Budget address. But coming up, we're also going to talk a little bit of high school sports. Look at the scoreboard last night. Let you know what you missed. Playoff hockey started. I had Wausau West boys basketball. So we'll have a quick sports update as well. So still plenty to come. And again, if there's something we're talking about that you want to have your voice be heard, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297 to join us with a call or a text. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm going to call an audible. I want you to play Jesus, He Knows Me right now. Because that is our theme when I bring up something brought up by
the people down
Chris
the street,
Conley.
Or you know who?
Today, the Ethics Committee of the of Wausau is going to be meeting, discussing Doug Denny, the mayor of Wausau. And it's going to be very quick here because I don't want to spend too much time on it.
Okay.
But Conley is poisoning the well again. He is basically saying it's a fix. And he's under the impression that they're trying to remove Doug Denny from office. I don't think that's the case. But today at 4:30, the Wausau Ethics Board will meet to consider the absentee Dropbox complaint against the mayor of Wausau, Doug Denny. Conley says that he's been saying for months that the end game is to remove a duly elected mayor from office. That is garbage.
Yeah.
Doug Denny broke the rules. And now he is trying to poison three members. That's basically saying that three members of the ethics board are tainted in some way. How about Mr. Conley letting the process go through? Doug, seriously. And he, and Conley, this is a Chris Conley commentary on SAU again today, putting up the picture of Denny with his hard hat on, hauling away the Dropbox. The mayor of Wausau in that case was not allowed to remove the Dropbox. So I'm not going to go through everything Conley does. If you want, you can find Conley's comments wherever you want.
You can read
but the point being is that Conley is the one prejudging, not the Wausau Ethics Board. It just makes me really annoyed that Conley, again, is not allowing the discussion and the evidence to go in before trying to poison the well yet again. So there you go. I want to bring that up. I'm sure that after we hear about what the ethics board discusses, we'll discuss it more. Mm-hmm. But again, the man,
he has a different view of how he wants things to turn out than, you know.
I'm not even talking about, hey, real fast, before you even say anything.
No, go ahead.
The idea, he can have any viewpoint he wants on how he wants it to turn out.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you should let the evidence come in and at least have the discussion. And now he's sliming three members of the board. And one of the members of the board is a professor I had at UWMC many years ago. A great man. A great man.
Mm.
An incredibly good man. So again, I get upset when I see that.
I'm glad he's on the board.
And not Chris Conley.
Yeah.
Again, the idea of Chris pontificating to people after the issues he's had.
It's shameful.
Is shameful. So we'll talk more about this maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But it's always good to hear Jesus, He Knows Me, because that's our Chris Conley theme song. Real quickly, before we have our information update at the bottom of the hour, last night, boys hockey playoffs began in Division I. Season came to an end for the Wausau East, Merrill, and Newman Catholic Co-op, the Blue Jacks. They lost their first round playoff game to Eau Claire Memorial, 10-1. Also last night, Marshfield fell to Hudson, 8-0. DC Everest advances. Evergreens, a 5-0 win over Wisconsin Rapids. Tomorrow night, Everest will play at third-seeded New Richmond. Also in that bracket, Superior defeated Thomas Sparta 5-2. So that means Superior will come to Marathon Park tomorrow night, take on the Wausau West Warriors. We'll have live coverage of that one tomorrow night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock. That will be right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. So again, Warrior playoff hockey tomorrow night. Boys basketball last night had Wausau West taking on the first place Marshfield Tigers, and Marshfield stays undefeated in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, defeating West 59-39. Also last night in the Valley, DC Everest beat Merrill 65-46. It was Stevens Point getting past Wisconsin Rapids 78-42. And in a non-conference game, Wausau East beat Fox Valley Lutheran 62-43. Other games around Central Wisconsin, Marathon beat Wittenberg Burnhamwood 53-49. I'm always glad when one of our guests, they win the night before.
Mm.
Where we have Adam Jacobson, the Marathon coach, tonight on the Big High School Sports Show.
He's for good conversation.
So he'll be in a better mood because the Red Raiders beat Whitburn last night. 53-49. Girls basketball last evening. Wausau East fell to Rhinelander, 53-17. It was Wittenberg-Bernemann staying undefeated. They are the only undefeated girls basketball team in the state of Wisconsin. They beat Wabino Leona, 62-28. Abbotsford victorious over Thorpe last night, 59-53. Stratford beat Colby by a score of 62-19. Stevens Point beat New London, 58-35. Medford over Crandon, 49-40. Assumption over Aquinas, 73-70. And Wild Rose fell to Marquistan, 48-23. Coming up, we have an information update that is straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO, 98WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes with you on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are above zero, 1 degree above zero at 9:35, along with Ian Welsh. I am Chad Holmes. And let me go here. Hang on one moment. I saw that you were on the phone for the last 5 minutes. Somebody called up our line.
I was. I had a very...
What was the discussion about that kept you on the phone for such a long time?
It was one of our listeners on the show. He was an older gentleman, but he was very... He wanted to voice his concerns about, you know, Putin, and he talked about how Russia is kind of invading the United States. He made a lot of good points, and he also said he's a big supporter of our show, and he loves that we are speaking out against the injustices of Trump and Musk and all that. But and he also said there's a very, very good resource that we should check out as well. I believe he said it was a Anne of Ukraine, but she has a YouTube channel where she actually talks about a lot of the conflicts and the suffering happening there. And he made a lot of good points about how, you know, Putin is a war criminal who should be arrested. And I'm not sure if I can say this on the air, but he said that Musk should be deported along with his family. And he also says that Trump should not be allowed in office. And
well, let's talk about what happened yesterday.
Thank you for your conversation.
Absolutely.
And you make a lot of good points.
Let's talk about, because frankly, what happened yesterday, I don't use this term loosely, but for a president of the United States to throw an ally under the bus and to embrace an enemy, should be an enemy, but his buddy, is un-American. Mm-hmm. He was un-American in those comments. It was It was lies, again, because when Donald Trump opens his mouth, a lot of untruths tend to come out.
Yeah.
But number one, the idea of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin getting together to try to get a peace agreement in the war in Ukraine without President Vladimir Zelensky is wrong. You know, again, the MAGAs want us to forget history. This is exactly what happened in 1939. Because Adolf Hitler was going to invade Czechoslovakia. Mm. What happened? The Prime Minister of England, Neville Chamberlain, met with Adolf Hitler and sold out Czechoslovakia without their representatives. And the idea, and then Chamberlain returned to England, waved a piece of paper that was signed by him and Hitler, saying, "We have now had peace in our times."
Shameful.
It was not peace in their times. World War II was still in the future. Donald Trump is going to sell out Ukraine. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. But yesterday, he basically was setting that foundation by lying about the entirety of this war.
You know what he said, people?
He said Ukraine started the war themselves.
He said Zelensky started the war.
They invaded themselves.
He called out Vladimir Zelensky, and he basically blamed him for the conflict in his own country.
And also, Trump, he may as well have been reading the talking points of Vladimir Putin right off the paper.
It's like a cue card. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Putin has been talking about, oh, we need to have an election in Ukraine. Trump, oh, we need to have an election in Ukraine. And basically, it's trying to remove Zelensky from office to put in a puppet of Vladimir Putin. I mean, unbelievable. And Zelensky very rightfully and truthfully accused the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, of peddling Russian untruths and rehabilitating Russia. Zelensky said, President Trump, and even now, after he got his legs cut off from under him by Trump yesterday, still trying to be above the fray. Zelensky said,
at least he has courage.
Unfortunately, President Trump, I have great respect for him as a leader of a nation that we have great respect for. That's a really good use of words. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't saying that he has great respect for Trump. He has great respect for him as a leader of a great nation. Unfortunately, he says Trump, Trump lives in this disinformation space. He says, I would like Trump's team to be more truthful. I think many Americans would like to see Trump and his team be more truthful.
Absolutely.
All of this definitely doesn't affect Ukraine in a positive way. They are letting Putin out of isolation. And I think Putin and Russia are really happy because they're involved in discussions. And yesterday, he said, there were signals that they are the victims. That is something new. And again, a little sarcasm there. The idea that Putin and Russia are the victims of Ukraine out of the mouth of Donald Trump is outrageous. The president's comments are also causing fears in Europe. I mean, European leaders are also excluded. Donald Trump wants unilateral opportunity to sell out Ukraine.
It just shows how a little class and how a little respect he has for other people.
And the thing about it as well is CNN put it this way, and I thought it was really put in a good way. Mm-hmm. Trump will try to impose a peace deal in Ukraine that favors his friend in the Kremlin. The idea that the president of the United States is the friend of the murderous dictator of Russia, Vladimir Putin,
that is horrifying.
Is outrageous.
That is a horrifying thought.
Trump's remarks yesterday also appear to directly contradict assurances by his own Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. Rubio had said that the eventual peace agreement would be fair to all parties. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's disgusting. It is disgusting. I mean, Trump lied about Zelensky's approval rating. He said he's got an approval rating of 4%. I mean, yes. Obviously, after 45 years of war, there's going to be some people that are not happy with Zelensky. But
it's not like...
But 4% is a lie. Fault. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's another lie.
Uh-huh.
And Trump warned for Ukraine's views on its fate to be considered. The idea that a country should have to beg to have their views on their fate considered. Trump said, you know, they want a seat at the table. Wouldn't the people of Ukraine have to have a say? Like, it's been a lot of time since we have had an election. Apparently sensitive to criticism that he parrots Russian propaganda in his statements on the war, Trump insisted, quote, that's not a Russia thing. That's something that's coming from me, end quote. And then Trump lied about what the cause of the Ukraine war is.
What did he say?
And real fast, before we actually go there, you know, the idea that Donald Trump is trying to force an election for Zelensky is so ironic after he refused to listen to the verdict of the American people in the 2020 election as well.
Yeah.
An election he lost, but he never has claimed that he's never acknowledged that he lost. And it's even more pathetic since Putin has stayed in power for over two decades by holding sham elections and imposing severe domestic repression. But Trump said again, just pathetic. I mean, it makes me angry even reading these words. Trump said, today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. He said, referring to Ukraine's complaints that it's not been allowed to take part in the peace process. Well, you've been there for 3 years, Trump said. You should have ended it after 3 years. You should never have started it. You could have made a deal. Pathetic.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for Zelensky right now.
He is saying that, number one, the Ukrainians should have made an agreement with Russia to avoid the invasion, which in practice would have involved submitting to a puppet government loyal to Moscow or simply giving up fighting to give a win to Putin. And now there could be an in-person meeting with his buddy. Big hugs, Trump and Putin, by the end of this month. By the end of next week.
Man. This is crazy how it's just all happening
I have no idea what to say here. That we have a president of the United States that's not only in bed with Russia, but is wrapped arms and legs around with Putin and Russia.
This is the guy the American people voted for?
And you know how out of the mainstream that Donald Trump's views towards Russia and Putin are? Even two of his allies in the United States Senate, Republican senior senators, they're idiots most of the time, but here they've actually stood up a little bit, one of them at least a little bit. Senate Armed Services Chairman Roger Wicker said he does not think the Russian leader can be trusted. The Mississippi senator told CNN that, quote, Putin is a war criminal and should be in jail for the rest of his life if not executed, end quote. Congratulations, Roger Wicker of Mississippi. You've said something really intelligent for once.
That's exactly what the caller on the phone said.
And that's from a Republican. And then this clown from Louisiana, Senator John Kennedy, he actually agreed with Wicker, though he stopped short of criticizing Trump's approach to the peace talks, because you can't say anything bad about dear leader Donald Trump. Kennedy said, Vladimir Putin has a black heart. He clearly has Stalin's taste for blood. But then, in the next breath, underscoring the Republican Party's deference to Trump, he also rejected claims that the president had offered significant concessions to Russia simply by bringing it in from diplomatic isolation. He said, "I haven't seen us take any steps to take the pressure off Putin." That's baloney. That's exactly what Trump has done. But this is disgusting behavior by the president of the United States. And as I said earlier, we used to be the good guys. Donald Trump is making the United States the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And everybody in Europe is now looking at the United States basically as a totalitarian government that they can't trust.
Yeah.
This is the guy in the government that Connolly and the folks down the street are standing lockstep with every day.
It's sad.
It's pathetic. It's wrong on every level.
Empty. That's what it is.
All right. We have to take a step back.
Yeah.
Coming up, we'll try to lighten it up, to wrap it up. Our daily history lesson.
Yeah.
Our number for the day quiz. See if Ian can get one right to give us a spring in our step as we head out the door here
Absolutely.
Today. Time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is Wednesday, February the 19th of 2025, day number 50. 50 days into 2025. There are 315 days remaining in this year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. 1982, Ozzy Osbourne was arrested for urinating on the Alamo.
Ouch.
On this date in 1986, the Soviet Union launched the Mir space station. On this date in 2006, the Rolling Stones made the largest show open to the public of the world. It was at Copacabana Beach, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. 1.3 million people went to the show. On this date in 2008, Toshiba announced the end of HD DVD, ending the format war between it and Sony's Blu-ray disc. And on this date, 9 years ago, I'll ask you if you think that this has occurred in the last 9 years.
Okay.
On this date in 2016, presidential candidate Donald Trump told Fox News he probably needed to act more presidential and that he would do so pretty soon. Do you think Donald Trump has acted more presidential since he made that statement 9 years ago?
Not in the last 9 years, no.
I don't think so either. Some famous folks are celebrating birthdays today. Smokey Robinson, Motown legend, 85 years old today. Actor Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber is 70. Prince Andrew, Duke of York, 65 years old today. Seal, Kiss from a Rose, other great songs. Seal is 62.
He was also in the Super Bowl commercial, wasn't he?
As a seal, he was.
As an actual seal.
There you go. Justine Bateman, who played Mallory on Family Ties, 59. Actor-director Benicio del Toro is 58. And Millie Bobby Brown,
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. How old do you think Millie Bobby Brown is now?
Ooh. She's got to be in her late 20s.
21.
Ooh. Early 20s.
Only 21 years old.
I was still in the right category. I was in the 20s.
And if you out there are celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Special events today. International Tug of War Day. Iwo Jima Day.
Oh.
Chocolate Mint Day. Prevent Plagiarism Day.
Mm, very important. Plagiarism is bad.
And Lash Day.
Like a high lash day?
I don't know. Or lash. Lash.
Well, I think the eye lash is probably a little better.
I think that's probably true. All righty then.
Okay.
In the words of Jim Carrey. Time for our number for the day quiz.
Yep. Big day here.
Ian Welsh every day gets three choices when it comes to the number for the day. One of which is right, two of which are wrong. Based on the math, just by guessing, you should get 33% correct. So anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. We want him to do better than that, though. Get more right than wrong, which would be a winning week, 3 out of 5. Best ever week, 4 out of 5. And still looking for that perfect week.
Yes, I am.
Do you remember what the topic is?
ATMs.
ATMs.
Right? ATMs. They're all over the place.
They certainly are. We go through them all the time.
All right.
Our number for the day is the number of ATM transactions each year in the United States.
Transactions each year in the U.S. All right, what are my choices?
Is the correct answer 6 million.
Whew.
Is the correct answer 6 billion.
Oh, boy.
Is the correct answer 60 billion.
Number of ATM transactions each year in the United States.
6 million, 6 billion,
or 60
billion. Billion.
Oh, boy. Well, ATMs are everywhere, and a lot of people take money out, but this is each year in the U.S. Okay. 6 million, 6 billion, or 60 billion. And there is a lot of people in the world, so we'll take that into consideration.
Well, it's not the world. It's the United States. Number of ATM transactions each year in the United States.
6 million, 6 billion, or 60 billion.
Okay, I need an answer.
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to say 6 million. 6 million is my final answer. I'm going with A. Lock it in. 6 million, final answer. Great.
I never thought you would say that. I thought it'd either be 6 billion or 60 billion because you think of all the ATMs out there and the hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah. Get you my answer.
There's more than than 6 million every day, I think. The correct answer is 6 billion.
Yeah.
Six?
That one's on me. That's on
I
me.
Thought you were going to get that one for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
That one baffles me. Yeah. But now you have to win tomorrow and Friday. You overthought that one, I can tell.
I think I did.
You did. You overthought that one.
I really did.
We'll do better tomorrow.
Yes. Absolutely.
We'll have Pat Kreitlow with us at 8:06 tomorrow morning. Hey, have a great day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a good day.
We'll be with you tomorrow on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.